Okay, we are in lesson 8. I think we completed lesson 8, further readings, page 116, 117. And last week, I think we completed number 1, the first passage. And we didn't yet start 2. Okay, so now it's your turn, so let us start. Maybe we'll start on the left with Wenjun doing number 2.
Okay. Akang Samayam Bhagava.
Yeah.
Vesaliyam.
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 Yeah.
Biharati.
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 Yeah.
Mahavane.
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 Yeah.
Kuta Garasalayam.
Right. Okay.
110.
Yeah.
The blessed one.
Blessed one.
The blessed one.
Yeah. In the word blessed, it's pronounced as though it were two syllables. Not blessed, but blessed.
Blessed.
Yeah, one. Blessed one.
Lives at.
Was living.
Was living.
Yeah. In this case, the verb viharati, it's used as called what's called the historical present. It's a special grammatical term. Historical present. This is
interesting word.
Yeah. It means a present case. The verb is present case, but it's used to refer to something that was taking place in the past, something that was taking place continuously. So that's why we translate it, the Blessed One was living. Was implies that it was in the past. But when it says was living, it means something that was going on continuously. Okay.
The first one was living at the gable house.
Yeah.
Of Mahavana.
Yeah.
In Vesali.
Yeah. Yeah, Vesali was the name of a city. In those days, it was a big, important city. And Mahavana was the great wood. It seems to have been a forest or woods near the city. And in this wood, there was the special hall that was built with Kutagara. It means a peaked roof. The roof would have come up to a peak. Rather than having a flat roof. Okay.
Ataco.
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 Yeah.
Mahali.
Yeah.
Lichavi.
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 Yeah.
Yena Bhagavad Tanupasam Kami.
Yeah.
Then Mahali Lichavi.
Yeah, the Lichavis, those were an important people, important clan of that period who were living, they were the dominant clan in Vesali. They had a republic of their own. Okay, go on.
To the first one.
Yeah.
Bhagavantam.
Yeah.
Abhivadetava.
Yeah.
Akamantam.
Ekamantam.
Ekamantam.
Yeah.
Nisidi.
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 Yeah.
Having approached, having paid his respect to the first one.
Yeah.
He sat down to one side.
Right.
Ekamantam. Nisino. Ko Mahali.
Yeah.
Nichavi. Bhagavantam. Etadav. Vocal.
Etad avocha.
Etad avocha.
Yeah. It's etad plus avocha. So, together, etad avocha.
Etad avocha.
Yeah.
Sitting on one side.
Yeah.
Mahali divad Nichavi. Said this is the first one.
Right. Okay, take the next sentence.
Konukon.
Yeah.
Vande. Hetu. Ko Pachayo.
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 It's a short A. Not Pachayo would imply a long A. Pachayo.
Pachayo.
Yeah.
Papasa.
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 Yeah.
Kamasa.
Yeah.
Kiriyaya.
Yeah.
Papasa.
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 Yeah.
Kamasa.
Yeah.
Pavatiya.
Yeah. Right.
What, Venerable Sir?
Yeah.
Is the cause?
Yeah.
What is the reason to do bad thing, bad action.
Yeah.
To manifest bad action.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. More literally, what is the cause, what is the condition for the doing of a bad action? A pavatiya, for the occurrence of a bad action. Okay, maybe now.
Okay, cool. Okay. Okay. Tomorrow, I go to Dongshan's. Talk to the teacher.
Yeah.
After I come here.
Tomorrow.
回来。 It's the last word is pavatiya. It's a happening manifestation, right?
Yeah.
And you say that it's how about this word in this paragraph?
How about what word?
What's the condition for the doing of bad action,
yeah,
right? And how about this one? Pavatiya.
Pavatiya.
Yeah.
For the occurrence.
Occurrence. I mean, this word means occurrence.
Yeah.
O-C-C-U-R,
something like that. Yeah.
Occurrence. Okay.
Pavati. It has many meanings, but it indicates event. Occurrence, again, occurrence is good.
Okay.
Now that word, it's used, I think in India also, in Sri Lanka, the Sri Lankan equivalent, prabriti, means news. So when you want to listen to the news, say.
Wo
yao, wo yao, ting pravritti.
Wo yao ting, yao ting. Okay. So in this sentence, the word occurrence, right?
Yeah.
You say that what's the condition for doing a bad action?
Yeah.
So how about this word? Havat?
Yeah, for the occurrence of a bad action.
Okay, thank you.
Or you could say manifestation. What do they give in their philosophy?
Doing or occurrence.
Do they have manifestation, execution, happening? Yeah, all of those are.
How about the conuco? Is that the case? Is that the case?
Co.
Is that the case?
Okay, co is what? And co goes along with hetu. Just as the next co goes with paccayo. So kohetu means what is the cause. Then nu, again, is a spice word, a flavor word, which in this case it's the flavor of questioning. And the ko, again, it's just a little emphatic. So the sense is, Bhante, Venerable Sir, what is the cause, what is the condition for the doing of a bad deed, for the occurrence of a bad deed? Okay, for the next paragraph, maybe Suki, have you caught up with this?
Logo ko bihari hetu. Logo bacayo papasa kamasa kiriaya papasa kamasa papatia. Greed is the cause.
Yeah.
Greed is the.
Yeah. But you have to put in greed, O Mahali, is the cause.
Okay. Oh. Greed or Mahali is the cause.
Yeah.
Greed is the condition.
Yeah.
Condition for doing bad action.
Right.
And for occurrence of bad action.
Right.
Dosa pacayo papasa kamasa kriyaya papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Yeah.
Anger or ill will.
Yeah.
Mihali is the cause. Anger is the condition.
Yeah.
For doing bad action. Yeah. And for manifestation of bad action.
I think dosa is more like hatred or aversion. Not so much. It's related to anger, but there's another word which is more specifically, which more specifically means anger. That's koda.
Oh, koda.
Koda.
You mean in party is a coda.
Coda is anger.
Coda is in party is anger.
Yeah.
Okay. So this means a hatred, right? Dosa.
Dosa is more like dosa. Hatred. Okay.
Moho bihari hotu. Moho bacharyo papa sakamata jiyaya. The confusion of Mihali is the cause. Confusion is the condition for doing bad action and occurrence of bad action.
Right.
아요니소 마나시카라코 미하일 에투 아요니소 마나시카라
카로 감
카로
네
아짜요 파파사 카마사 키야야
네
파파사 카마사 파바키야
네 Your pronunciation is very good. Yeah. Okay, go on.
Good thinking or good attention?
Yeah. Ayoni so is something like careless attention.
Oh, okay.
Sloppy, you can say sloppy attention.
Sloppy or careless attention is the cause. Sloppy attention is the condition for doing bad action and for occurrence of bad action.
Right.
Nisa pani pani hitam ko mihari chitam hetu. Nisa pani hitam chitam patayo papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
It's in the glossary.
Incorrect direction of mind.
Incorrect
direct of mind.
Direct, say yes, wrongly directed mind.
Wrongly
directed.
Wrongly directed mind.
Yeah. Pani dahati means to direct. To apply, then panihita is the past participle of that.
Oh.
So it's directed. Panihitan, past participle, directed or inclined. So wrongly directed mind is the cause.
Wrongly directed mind or mahali is the cause.
Yeah.
Wrongly directed mind is the condition for doing bad action and for occurrence of bad action.
Right.
I am kumbihari hetu, I am bakayo papasa kamasa, kiriyaya papasa kamaya papasiya.
This one means the above all of
items,
right?
Yeah.
It's a collective.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So this ion
is this
is the cause.
This mahali is the cause.
Yeah.
This is the condition for doing bad action and for occurrence of bad action.
Right. Okay, three. Maybe you take you wrong.
Akodano
Akodano.
Akodano.
Yeah.
Nupanani. Amayo Rita Pesino. Save Tadisako Biku. Avam Pecha na Sojati.
Right.
The Kodano would be having anger, because if you say Koda would be anger.
Yeah.
And Akodano would be one who does not have anger.
Right.
The Nupanahi actually is Anupa.
Right.
Not
him.
With the I ending, so to be one without ill will.
Right.
So, the one without anger and the one without ill will.
Yeah.
Okay. Amayo would be not deceitful. Rita Pesuno would be, Rita is devoid of.
Yeah.
Pesuno would be slander.
Yeah.
So the one without anger and without ill will.
Yeah.
Is not deceitful and devoid of slander?
No. These are all adjectives in a string. They're all describing
the monk.
Okay.
I suspected that, but
yeah,
I don't
know. Okay, so take it in that way.
All right, let me go to the next one first. Save Tadisako.
Yeah.
Tadisako is of such a quality.
Yeah, such is just such a one.
Such a one.
Yeah.
I mean, Sako means such one, or Tadisako.
Tadisako together means like that.
Okay. Without having anger and ill will, not being deceitful, being devoid of slander.
Yeah.
A monk like such, or such a monk.
Yeah.
Okay. Avon Peja. Peja, I think, is the gerund after having departed.
Yeah.
So Chati is to mourn.
Yeah.
So, after having departed, the monk of such, like such, does not mourn.
Yeah, but Pecha has the special sense, departed in the sense of died.
After
having passed away. And the Sochati doesn't sorrow. Okay, so.
So who's mourning? The monk who's.
The monk who's. Wait, the monk, he doesn't sorrow. The Sochati. So, devoid of anger. Devoid of ill will, amayo, not hypocritical, not deceitful, rita pesuno, devoid of slander, not engaging in slander, save tadisako bhikkhu, the monk who is like that, evam pecha nisociati, having passed away, does not sorrow. In other words, when the monk has these qualities, then after death he doesn't go to a bad state. He doesn't meet with suffering after death.
So it didn't make sense to me, because it seems that we should mourn for such a virtuous person. And then if he's already dead, how does he mourn?
Is that the monk feel this kind of thing?
Excuse me?
The monk, like such, having passed away, and who doesn't feel sorrow? Means monk himself.
The monk himself doesn't experience sorrow.
He's dead.
Well, when he goes to the next life, he doesn't meet with a miserable miserable destination.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
You mean Sochati means grief. I mean, even it's related to the rebirth, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so it's not just this life.
Yeah. No, because there are other verses which speak, it's commonly said that one who, you know, breaks the precepts, has bad qualities, such a one, pecha, sochati, that he sorrows after death. That means he meets with a miserable rebirth.
So pecha sochati is the term we should remember, always apply in this way.
It's commonly used, yeah.
Okay, pecha sochati.
More like he doesn't suffer.
Excuse me?
It's more like a...
Yeah, he doesn't suffer. Yeah.
And the first line is all adjectives?
They're all functioning as adjectives describing the bhikkhu.
Again, a kodano nupanahi amayo vita pesuno gutta dvaro da bhikkhu evan pechana sochati. So it means the same, devoid of anger, devoid of ill will, not being hypocritical or deceitful, not engaging in slander. And then we come to the word
gutta dvaro.
Varo. Gutta is guarded. Dvaro would be gate. So I would translate it as with guarded sentences.
Right.
Guarded sentence.
Yeah.
Sada is always.
Yeah.
So the monk with constantly guarded sense.
Senses, yeah.
Senses.
Yeah.
Thoro.
Yeah.
Does not greed after death.
Yeah. Yeah, the senses are often spoken of as the dvara, the six doors.
Okay. Six doors.
Liu gun.
Liu gun. Liu gun. From that.
Okay. So it's
liu gun or mun?
Liu men. Liu men.
Liu men.
Yeah, liu men.
The six gates of the senses.
Six doors.
Well, actually, no. We call it liu ru.
Liu ru. That's a different one. That's ayatana.
Oh?
Yeah.
So this is the sense.
Yeah. Senses. But they're all very close in meaning. But I think ru is the translation for the ayatana. Sal ayatana.
How do you spell it? Ayatana?
It's A, the long A. A, Y, A, T, A, N, A.
Ayatana.
Yeah.
Atana means the self, right?
No, that's not atta. Ayatana. A, long A.
Yeah.
Y-A-T-A-N-A. Ayatana.
Ayatana.
That's ru.
Liu ru.
Liu ru.
Okay.
Yes,
we are divided from sense faculties.
It's a different word from faculty. It's the same thing, but sometimes the word indriya is used. Indriya is faculty. Indriya means the thing that one has control over. Sometimes dvara, door or gate is used. That is because it's through the senses that the mind goes out to objects, or again, it's through the senses that objects come into the mind. So the sense faculties are like doors for the coming and going of objects.
Should I go on?
Yeah, please.
I think I may have made a mistake here. Okay. A kodana, well, it's the same.
Yeah, okay, just take the line that's different.
The kāyāna sīlo.
Yeah.
So, bhikkhu. So, be, devoid of anger, devoid of ill will, devoid of not being deceitful, devoid of slander. The monk, I think kāyāna sīlo is good moral practice.
Yeah.
So, it would be after having passed away, the monk with good moral practice does not grieve.
Right.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's the difference between sale and then here so? The first one is a sale.
Oh, save.
And then now the.
Okay. S and so are really the same. Mm-hmm. They just has the sense like indeed. It it means something like indeed. It's just a word used in poetry. So they
truly, verily.
Truly, truly, verily.
Why doesn't they use sorry all the way?
Because
the meter.
To fit into the meter, yeah.
Everything can be explained to
you. Yeah. Just like, okay, go to Dvara Sada.
Yeah.
You see, that takes up Kuta Dvara Sada, six counts, 6 feet. Kuta Dvara Sada. So there's room for only two more syllables.
Uh-huh.
So, Bhikkhu. And then Kalyana Silo, Kalyana Silo, 5. Then Bhikkhu is 2, so there's room for one more. So,
okay.
So.
Are you explaining the meter to us?
Yeah.
I'm not really explaining the meter, I'm just explaining how, why sometimes these very slight variations take place. In order to fit the consonant count for filling in the meter. This meter uses 8 syllables per line.
A sa and sorry thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I go on?
Yeah, go on, please.
The next one, everything is the same except for the Kalyana Mito.
Yeah.
So, it will be good and virtuous and knowledgeable friend.
Yeah.
Friend, singular.
Yeah.
So, it will be devoid of anger, devoid of ill will, not being deceitful, devoid of slander. After having passed away, the monk who is a virtuous and knowledgeable friend.
I was waiting for you to fall into that trap.
who associates with. There's only two choices, either he or
yeah.
One or
he. Yeah, no, that is the choice. But many people make the mistake of thinking the monk who is a good friend. But you see, this is, again, it's the compound, the two-car garage compound.
So one?
Yeah, it's the garage that holds two cars. It's called the two-car garage. So it's the monk who has a good friend.
The monk who associates with virtuous and knowledgeable friend, singular, right?
Yeah.
It's not greedy.
Yeah. So one doesn't know how many good friends he has. The friends don't have to be singular.
Because it's the adjective.
Yeah. So it could be a monk who has good friends. Could be many, but it still comes singular.
Okay.
Kalyana Mito. Because it's now an adjective describing Bhikkhu, the monk.
The last one, again, Kalyana Panyo.
Yeah.
So Panyo would be wisdom.
Yeah.
And it would be after having passed away, the monk with good wisdom does not grieve.
Right. Okay, good.
How do you pronounce this word?
Which word?
K-A-L-Y-A-N-A. Panyo.
Kalyana Panyo.
Kalyana Panyo.
Right,
very good. Okay, thank you.
Raja Aha, Bante Nagasena, Yo Itta Kalakato, Brahma Loke, Upacheya, King said, Venerable Nagasena.
Read the whole sentence.
Okay. Yocha
Yeah.
It's a karma capital.
Yeah.
Kasmire.
Yeah.
Upacheya.
Yeah.
Ko chitara.
Chiratara.
Chiratara.
Yeah.
Ko sikataranti.
Yeah. Okay, translate.
Okay. King says, Venerable Nagasena, who in this world, when death, might be born in the Brahma world?
Yeah.
Who in this world, when death might be born in Kashmir? Whichever is slower, whichever is faster.
Sure, sure. I see, I see.
So you want to say sooner and longer and...
Yeah. Slower...
I don't understand it.
So yeah, I'll explain the meaning.
Explain.
Okay, here are the senses. Okay, he's asking a question. Yo ida kalagato brahmaloke upajaya. Okay, one... who passes away here and is reborn in the Brahma world. Yocha ida kalagato kasmire upajaya. And one who passes away here and is reborn in Kashmir.
Is reborn is optative when we say word.
Or he's giving us a hypothetical case. Okay, one who is, okay, someone here might pass, or someone might pass away here and be reborn in the Brahma world. And someone else might pass away here and be reborn in Kashmir. Which one or who is slower and who is faster?
I don't understand. Why is it reborn? Reborn, is it slower or faster?
He's asking. The point is, one person dies and he's reborn in a completely different realm of existence. Another this person dies and he's reborn in Kashmir itself. And this question is taking place in Gandhara, which is very close to Kashmir, just one province away. And so he's saying, who is reborn more slowly, who more quickly? The king thinks that since the Brahma world is very far away, that it must take a long time to get reborn there, whereas since Kashmir is very close, but get reborn in Kashmir very quickly.
I see. Is Kashmir nowadays the place in Iran or?
Kashmir?
Yeah, Kashmir.
No, Kashmir is in India.
In India? It's
yeah.
It's a name in India.
It's a state in India.
Okay, thank you.
So this place is closer to the king?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gandhara is like Pakistan. And Kashmir is very close to Gandhara.
Okay. About the Raja Aha. Raja is king.
Yeah.
Aha is the name of the king or something?
No.
Or
says. Says. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
But also, Yogita Kalagato is one who is past.
Kalagato means.
Dead.
Literally, it means one who has done time.
Oh, okay.
Kala is time, Kata is done. So one who has done his time.
Okay.
In American English, we use the expression doing time to mean being in prison. But in India, they use doing time, it means die. You've done your time, that means you've completed your time on earth.
Time is done. Time is done.
Wouldn't the yo be construed as if here? One?
No. But I think the optative gives the sense of if, gives so it a hypothetical sense.
Yo, why do we have yo here?
Because he's taking two people for contrast.
But yo means a person?
Yeah, one who.
He? You mean he, pronoun?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He or she. But, well, it's a masculine, so it's the general one, someone. Someone here is dead, or someone is dead here, dies here. But someone might die here and be reborn in the Brahma world. And someone might die here and be reborn in Kashmir. Who is slower? Who is quicker?
Well, Siga Taranti, isn't Taranti a plural verb?
Siga Tarang. No, oh, you're misled by the T. The T, that's just ending quotation T.
The T is ending quotation?
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah,
really?
Like in the next line, Samakam Maharajati.
So
you see the
Sigataranti?
Actually, you see the T should actually go outside the quotation marks. It's a little misleading there. After the question mark. Because the king doesn't say T. That just comes in the text. It's like the quotation marks to end the quotation.
Then why do we have an N? T-A-R-A-N.
Because Chiratarang, Sigatarang, they're like adverbs, like L-Y. Who more slowly, who more quickly.
So Tarang, I looked up the dictionary, I found T-A-R-A-M, Tarang. So that's the M.
Yeah, because that ung,
yeah,
is coming right next to a T,
okay,
and so it gets assimilated to the T.
Okay.
Bante, I-D-H-A, you pronounce Ida.
Yeah.
Ida, right?
Right. Yeah.
Ida means in this world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here in this world.
Did you say here?
Here.
Here, yeah. World. Often in this world, sometimes just here. Okay, please continue. You understand the question now? Okay, who gets reborn more slowly? Who gets reborn more quickly? Who takes longer to get reborn? Yeah, it's like an adverb. Okay, please continue.
Samakam Maharajati.
Yeah.
Equally greeting.
Yeah.
Opamang Karohisti.
Yeah.
Please make a simile.
Right.
Kuching Mana Maharaja Hava Jatana Garang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is your city of birth, Great King?
Right.
Ati Pante Kalasi Gamo Namas Tata Tataham Yato
Jato.
Jato.
Yeah.
Pante Kalasi Gamo, for sure. No. Ante, Kalasigamo is my birthplace, for sure.
Where do you get for sure?
Nama.
Nama here is actually
just
More, here it would have more the sense of name. Okay, there is, Venerable Sir, the sit, again there's implied a place called Kalisagamo, Kalasi village.
Ramama is the place?
It just indicates that what precedes it is a name.
The name
Kalasagamo.
Yeah, there is a place named Kalisagamo. There's no word that actually signifies place, but I'm just adding that.
Mama means named.
Here it means something named.
Okay. It's a passive.
It's not a verb, so it's not passive. It's just nama undeclined like this indicates that what precedes it is a name.
Okay.
Like, I would say, Ahangavuso or Bodhinama Bhikkhu. I am a monk named Bodhi.
Okay.
Something like, a little bit like, you know, Jiao.
So, okay. Jiao.
Yeah.
So there is a place named Kalasigano.
Kalasigama.
Kalasigama.
Yeah. Gama means village. And Kalasi must be the name of the village. So there is a place named Kalasi village.
Village. My birthplace.
There, Tatta.
Okay, there.
Yeah.
Is my birthplace.
Well, that's not so literal. Take it literally.
Jato.
Jato,
yeah. Jato means what?
Born.
Born.
Huh?
Born.
Oh, born?
Yeah. So, tatta aham jato. Come, the meaning is very obvious.
You're born of me.
Excuse me?
I was born.
Somebody is born there?
We'll there
be.
I was born.
Oh, there I was born.
Right.
How about the eye? Where is the eye?
Aham.
Tat aham.
Okay.
Okay. Next. Continue.
Jiva Duro Maharaja Ito Kalasigam. How far Great King is Kalasigamo village from here?
Right.
Dumatani Bante Yojana Sastani. About two Yojana.
No. Yojana Satani. Pay attention.
You mean it's a compound word, right?
Yeah. I think I explained that last week or 2 weeks ago. Dumatani Yojana Satani.
You mean to always connect together.
Yeah. Okay, Yojana Satani, what is... Excuse me?
The object, right?
No.
Duma is two.
Du is two. And Matani means about.
About?
Yeah.
About two yojana, no?
Wait, but left after the word yojana, there's another word attached onto it.
Satani.
Yeah. Do you know what satani is? A...
What does satani mean?
Hey, you guys are supposed to be doing homework.
Yeah.
Not just coming to the class and expecting...
I show you the exercise.
No, this isn't fair to me. No, these are very simple sentences. Okay, let's go through it again. Dumatani bante yojana satani. Dumatani is about two. Yojana satani. I explain this referring to the lesson, the grammatical explanation. Page 89.
Oh,
yeah, it goes back to the previous lesson.
100?
Yeah.
You mean 100, page 100?
No, page 89.
Okay. Page 89.
You see, when you have hundreds of items, several hundred items, say 300, mm-hmm. The three goes in front of the noun, and then the hundred gets attached to the noun. So 300 youths, tini manava satani. This is page 89. So here, dumatani bante yojana satani. The do is two, and that goes together with the satani, meaning 100. So 200 yojanas. Okay, the next one, go on.
You haven't explained the yojana.
Oh, yojana, I'm sorry. I think the note will explain it. It's a glossary. Yojana is a distance of about 6 or 7 miles.
Okay, thank you.
It's a measurement of mm-hmm. distance. So 200 yojanas will be how many miles?
It's about 120 or 140 miles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's not 1200. Okay. 600. 600. So it's 12,000. 1200 miles.
Okay. It's about 1200 to 1400 miles. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's about halfway across the United States.
Wow.
From New Jersey to Kansas, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay, continue.
Kiva Duram Maharaja Ito Kasmiran Hoti.
Yeah.
How far great king is Kasmiran from here?
Yeah.
Dwa dasa bante yojanati.
Yojanani.
Yojanani.
Yes.
Twelve yojana.
Yeah.
In the 12th Maharaja Kalasati Kalasigam month.
Yeah. Chintehi.
Go ahead, good king. Think of how it's this Gamo village.
Yeah.
Chintito Bante.
Chintito.
Chintito Bante. I have thought of it.
Right.
Inga Swam Maharaja Kasmiram Chintehi. Chintehi.
Yeah.
Go ahead, great king, think of Kashmir.
Yeah.
Chinte Tang Bante Ti.
Yeah.
Think of it, Bante.
No.
No. To think.
Chinte Tang.
Chinte Tang.
You got it right the previous time. That was the same thing.
I have thought of.
Right.
I have thought
yeah.
of it. Katamanu ko Maharaja Shirena Chintetan.
Yeah.
Which now, great king, is longer to sing
yeah.
and is faster to sing?
Yeah.
Sikataran, Sikataran, sooner. Oh no,
Samaka.
Samaka, sorry. Samakam Bante.
Yeah.
Equally, sir.
Or the same. The same.
The same. It is the same?
The same, yeah. You see, he wants... The king thinks that if one is reborn in the Brahma world, it will take a very long time. Whereas if one is reborn in Kashmir, it will take a short time. But the monk... Excuse me?
Longer and shorter.
That's what the king thinks. But the monk Nagasena says it takes the same time. Then he uses the simile. He asks the king first to think of his birthplace, which is 1,200 miles away. And the king can think of it immediately. Then he asks him to think of Kashmir, which is very close. And the king can think of it immediately.
Same.
And so it takes just the same amount of time to think of a place 1,000 to 1,200 miles away and maybe 10 miles away. Okay. To finish from Eva Meva Ko Maharaja. No, next online.
No, I already told you, I guess, until the four, before.
Next online. Try it.
Eva Mevako Maharaja.
Yeah.
You Ida Kalakato.
Speak out loud.
Okay, Kalakato Brahma Loke. Upajaya
yeah.
Yucha Kalakato Kashmir Upajaya Samakam Yeva Upajanti Ki
yeah.
Eva Meva
yeah.
So this is such
yeah.
a great king reborn in Brahma world and reborn in Kashmir
yeah.
Are the same.
You got the idea.
Yeah.
but I'm not sure that you translated every word. Maybe Wenjun, you.
Just repeat the, the first one. We
have. Okay.
Someone might pass away here and is reborn in Kashmir.
Yeah.
Involved in the Brahmin work.
Sure.
And someone might pass away and is reborn in Kashmir. Equally.
Yeah. They're reborn simultaneously.
Simultaneously, okay.
Or they're reborn at the same time. Okay, continue. Gwenjun, continue. Okay.
Dio Pokemon Karogi make a further scenery. Tangkin Manasi Maharaja Deva Sakuna.
Deva Sakuna.
Deva Sakuna.
Yeah.
Akasena.
Yeah.
What do you think, your king?
Yeah.
Two birds may go to the sky.
Yeah. Go through the sky.
Go through
the sky. See, it's instrumental here with the sense of through.
Kesu Eko Uche Rukai Nisi Deya Eko Niche Rukai Nisi Deya.
Yeah.
Among them,
yeah.
One may sit on the high tree.
Yeah.
And one may sit on the low tree.
Yeah.
Kesan Sat Samakam Patiti Panam.
Yeah.
Katamasa Chaya Patamataram.
Yeah.
Pataviya.
Yeah.
Patitaheya.
Yeah.
Katamasa Chaya Chirena Pataviya.
Yeah.
Patitaheya.
Right.
They are equally established. Which one's shadow may be found on earth?
Might be what on earth?
Found, may be seen.
Patitaheya, it has a sense of to settle upon, to be established upon. Okay, so which one's shadow would settle upon the earth first?
And which one's shadow would settle upon the earth after a long time?
Yeah.
Sakaman Bhante.
Yeah.
The same.
Yeah. It would be simultaneous.
Simultaneous.
Yeah.
Could you explain Patamataram?
Patamataram.
Patamataram.
Patamataram means first. Earlier.
Just means first. Avataram.
Okay, Patama means first.
Yes.
Patamatarang has a sense of first of all, or earlier. Earlier, between when this Tara is comparative.
Okay.
I don't think we've had it yet.
Well, we had the Taram from the previous passage. Well,
we've had it several times, examples of it, but it's not been explained yet in the grammar.
No, we have Sira Taram.
Yeah.
Diga Taram.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's the same Taram, meaning crossing over.
No.
It's comparative.
Tara just is comparative. It's a little bit something like Bijiao.
Bijiao.
So
whenever we have the comparison, we see the Tara.
Yeah. Bijiao.
So Patama Taram is first of all.
Yeah. Or earlier. Let's say earlier. Yeah, first of all or earlier.
Yeah, because it means the first in the comparison.
Yeah.
And what does it mean by established? They were equally established. What does that mean? When they landed
of them, okay. Pati tesan samakan pati titanam. Okay, of them, patitita, that they're settling on the tree simultaneously. The two birds settle on the tree simultaneously. One bird goes onto a low tree, another goes onto a high tree. So they settle on the tree, or they land, let's say they land on the tree simultaneously.
How could it be if one is high, the other is low? Shouldn't one have a long? Isn't this simile about long distance and short distance?
It's about the speed it takes for the shadow to reach the ground.
So the established is not where they landed, but the shadow.
Yeah.
The samakam patitanam is describing the shadow or the birds.
The samakan patititanan is describing the birds. Te sang samakan patititanan.
Mm-hmm.
This is genitive plural.
Mm-hmm.
Of them. Okay. Of them, that's the two birds, landing simultaneously. What does a bird do when it comes onto a branch of a tree? Land, do we say? Settled of them settling down simultaneously, of which one shadow would settle on the ground first of all or earlier, and which one's shadow would settle on the ground chirena after some time. Well, later, one might say.
So probably the low tree birds will come down first, right?
Well,
maybe, I don't know, because I cannot say just like the lotus, the drop falling from the lotus. Is that the flight or, depends on situation, right?
According to this, the shadow hits the ground simultaneously at the same time.
Although
there is
the
existence
of,
yeah,
the
first
settling,
yeah,
on the tree,
yeah,
the shadow or some
side of
it
will be simultaneous.
What does it really mean? I mean, implied with anything in this several paragraph.
Yeah. What is it saying?
Yeah.
He's giving similes to show that wherever one is reborn, it can take the same amount of time. It isn't the case that if one is, okay, suppose I die here and I'm reborn in New York City, another person dies here and he's reborn in China or in India.
So the reborn time?
The time that it takes to be reborn is the same in each case.
Okay.
it's not that the person who's to be reborn in India.
Yeah. In
will
Chinese,
take
we say the 49 days. You know,
and we don't go into this.
We think because some people go fast, there's someone very slow, wandering.
My problem is that this verb, patitati, it seems to me that it applies to the shadow.
Yeah.
And you may have physical distance different.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, thought takes the same time.
Yeah.
Physical distance different. When the birds go to the destination, physical distances are different, but the shadow goes the same time.
The shadow lands on the
same time. So when we have a past participle, or past tense of patitita, I was thinking about maybe it's the shadow landing.
Yeah.
I kept thinking what would be the subject of the verb. You're saying it's the bird actually landing. But then we have the last verb, patitaheya. That verb is applied
that
to the shadow.
That relates to the shadow.
So you have same verb applying to two subjects.
Right, yeah. The birds are landing on the trees. That's patitita. And then their shadows land on the ground. So it uses the same verb.
That confuses me.
Yeah.
Because it's the same verb applying to two different things.
Yeah,
subjects.
But it's the same idea.
Okay,
so in the same way, great king, one who might die here and be reborn in the Brahma world, and one who might die here and be reborn in Kashmir, arise at the same time, arise after the same amount of time.
Why do we need yeva since we have samaka?
The yeva is just emphatic.
This is.
Gives some emphasis.
Okay.
Samakam yeva. It's something like chio. Exactly that. Definitely that. Maybe eating.
Eating would not be emphatic.
No, it's not emphatic.
Eating has.
Certainly, definitely.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, let us, now we finish this lesson, look over the vocabulary for the next lesson, the glossary on page 122. Okay, the word anasabo, I would translate taintless.
What? You mean tasteless?
Taintless.
Oh, taintless.
Yeah. One without any taints.
Okay. Thank you.
Without any defilements.
Okay.
And it's a word that's constantly used to describe an arahant.
Only used for arahant.
Yeah. Okay, the words here, upatankata and upabhadata, translated freedom from illness, good health. Actually, the first word is upa. Upa means little, and then atanka means affliction. Affliction in the sense of pain. So, apatankata means literally little afflictedness. But that takes on the meaning of freedom from illness. And apabhadata means little. Abhada is like an ailment, illness. So it means little illness. Little, somebody who has little illness is said to be apabhada. Apabhadata is the abstract noun, the state of having little illness. Then this word avuso, this is the word that the monks use when they address each other. It means something like friend, a venerable friend. Then page 123, on the top, chandang, meaning desire. I wouldn't say delight, desire is better. Desire or will. And this this desire can be, sometimes chanda is used in the sense of craving, as unwholesome desire.
Nothing with sensual desire.
It can be sensual. Actually, there's kama chanda, that's sensual desire. But chanda can mean desire in the bad sense, like craving. But it's also used in a good sense, the desire to make effort, the desire to attain enlightenment. So it has to be careful to see how the word is used.
Okay. You see the chanda has two sides, right?
Two,
it's good, wholesome, like a desire of enlightenment.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a wholesome thing.
Yeah.
Desire of craving.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, then towards the bottom, sanjanati. I think the simplest rendering is perceives.
What form of asanya?
Asanya, yeah.
Dante, yeah. I think it's on this page, one page 23, sangasiyamana, that which is compared with.
Yeah.
C-O-N-T-A-R is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's it.